Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today as we are studying the Word. I want to break away today from the Ephesians study before we get into the marriage section that it encompasses the latter portion of chapter 5. And I just want to share something that's on my heart. I was in study this morning and just going through the Word, and just this, the impression that I get from many in the Christian community, and I don't know if many's the right word, but there's a portion of people who seem to be losing confidence in the Word, and they're almost treating the Bible as if it's open. It's so open to your interpretation that whatever you come up with is exactly what it means. And part of that is birthed out of a frustration with translation. They're reading different translations and seeing different things, or they're hearing what the Greek or the Hebrew brings out that they don't see in their native tongue, the interpretation or translation that they're reading. And so they get frustrated, and then there are others who swing the pendulum the other way. They're so in love with their study Bible, their reference Bible, their commentary Bible, that they can't get outside of the notes that the author has left in the Bible, and they can't see anything for themselves. So there's this pendulum swings hard both ways, sort of the, well, I don't trust anything the Bible says because there's human error, and then there's the other side of, well, I trust brother or sister so-and-so and what they say about this, and I don't see it any other way. I'm not going to claim in the next 4 minutes to give you the end all to this, but I will say that the way I see the Word is that the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and His name was Jesus. So when you see Jesus, you're seeing the embodiment of the Word. If you want to see everything the Old Testament was trying to tell you and everything the New Testament is telling you, you're going to see it encapsulated in the man, Jesus Christ, in His message, which was the kingdom has come, in His death, which was an atoning sacrifice, and in His resurrection, which is life for all who will believe. And that's the whole totality of the Word. When you look at what Paul's doing, Paul's not trying to establish theology as much as he's dealing with issues in his local churches. He's not writing as a theologian. He's writing as a pastor who is dealing with the things that are pertinent and important in that moment to that people in that city and in that time. I don't think that Paul was writing, say, for instance, his letter to the church at Ephesus, which we've been studying. And I don't think that Paul was writing that with the idea that a couple thousand years later, people in a country he had never heard of called the United States would be reading that text and going over it weekly as a guide for their church. I'm not saying he would have said they shouldn't. I just don't think it was in his mind as he was writing it. So he didn't address things outside of his timeline. We get little glimpses, things like in Ephesians where he says that the Lord will show us the riches of the ages to come. He had glimpses, but that wasn't the bulk of his writing. So rather than losing confidence in the Word, here's something. I had a professor in my master's work used to say this. He said, "I believe so that I will understand." And what he meant was, and I agree with that, I believe in Christ, I believe in the Father, I believe in what the finished work has done for me. Therefore, that belief causes me to open my mind of understanding to the Word. Where you read the Word and don't believe, you won't understand. In fact, where there's a lack of faith in reading, the Bible's not like any other book. Any other book, you just read it, it says what it says. But in the Bible, you read it with faith. As you read with faith, you begin to see things you could not see through any other lens. I hope this has helped you today. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.